I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest is an Oscar winner from movies you know, like the Bourne movies, The Departed, Good Will Hunting, and now Downsizing. Please welcome the one, the only, Mr. Matt Damon. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you, too.
Good to see you, too. Yeah.
This is really, you know, it's like way more, like, Letterman was never like this. This is really.
Really? They didn't,
this, Letterman, no, no, this crowd is raucous.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I wish they'd gone and seen Suburbicon.
They can still rent it.
They can still rent
it. It's streamable,
it's
right?
It's totally streamable.
Physically capable to be streamed.
It's still there.
Yeah.
To be seen.
I love that handshake we did just there coming out here. Because you never know how to greet the person. Are we going to hug? Is it going to be like a man bump? What's it going to be? But it was like we were closing the Henshaw count.
That's
it was just
right.
One
sir?
Firm handshake. All right, let's sign
and
the
you,
papers.
Sir.
It's been a long time since you and I have seen each other.
Yep.
We're talking back there. Only other time I've interviewed you was in 2013. Do you remember this? You saved my life.
I do. And I was really impressed that you pushed through with the interview.
I was trapped under a Coca-Cola machine on the old show. And I was in a lot of pain. I was bleeding out.
You were.
But it was the only day you could come by, so we did it anyway.
So we did it anyway, and you were just such a pro. I couldn't believe
it. I'm the pro.
Yeah.
You were amazing. You just sat there on the Coca-Cola machine.
I did.
Told incredible stories.
I got tired, so I sat down.
On
the machine.
Yeah. Anyway, so wonderful to see you again. Yeah. you're an action movie star. Sometimes
I thought you were going to say you are an ass. That's what it sounds. Yes, action movies. I am an action movie person.
God, I wish
sometimes.
You could say that to your guests. Yeah. Would be wonderful. You sit somebody down and go, before we get started, I'm so glad you're here. You are a complete piece of
And you, sir, are a total douchebag. Thank you. It's good to serve.
There you go.
Very good
sir,
to see
there
you,
it
sir.
Is. Yes. That's a good feeling. Honestly, just getting it out there, just clearing the air
we
is
know
so
where we
nice.
Stand now.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be there. I don't want to talk to you. It's
no,
just
it's
fantastic.
This just sucks for everybody.
But I do want to talk to you because I love your movies. You got so many great ones. You got The Saving Private Ryan. You got Rounders, Talented Mr. Rippey, Oceans, all the Oceans movies. Siriana, The Departed, The Good Shepherd, Invictus, The Informant, True Grit, Behind the Candelabra, The Martian. Did you bring any of those?
Thank you.
Did you bring any of the poop potatoes by or anything like that?
I didn't. I didn't know you wanted them.
Oh, yeah.
I can
beautiful.
I'll make some more for you.
All right, we'll wait. But of course, also, like, you're like a massive action star with the Bourne movies. You've got four girls. Which of all of these movies do they go, I like that movie, Dad? Because they're like 11 and younger, right?
They haven't seen any of them.
Really?
Yeah, no.
None of them? Not even Good Will Hunting?
No, God, no.
Why?
Well,
why?
Good Will Hunting.
It's a tearjerker.
Look, I'm very enormously proud of it, but I remember when people at Miramax came to us and said, could you make it PG-13? There's no violence or sex to speak of. You know, it's just, and I said, what's making it rated R? And they said, the language. And I said, okay, well, so we could loop a couple lines. And they go, yeah, but you're only allowed, I think at the time you were allowed to say the F word 3 times. And I said, okay, well, how many are we off by? And they said, you go over by 145. So, I think being from Boston, I don't think we realized how much we swore, and I don't swear that much anymore. And
you
so,
just say that instead of
It was literally a placeholder. Like you'd go, oh, I know what I wanted to tell you, you know, and it just. And so we wrote it the way we, sure. You know, when Ben and I wrote it, we would do the lines together, and okay, and then we transcribe it. You piece of, you know,
right.
And so no, I haven't shown the kids that one.
Yeah. Someone is taking a defibrillator right now to the standards and practices person at CBS.
Well, I'm giving the beeper guy some work.
Sure. Well, we're live. We're live. It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
So do they even know? Okay, well, that's fascinating. I thought there may be some they would like and some they wouldn't like. Is there, there's no, n- none of it?
Well,
Aren't you in, like, Happy Feet 2? Aren't you?
I am. They've seen Happy
Feet 2. You're the Krill.
That's an excellent, Brad Pitt and I are the two Krill.
You want to hear something funny?
What's that?
Jon Stewart and I were offered those roles. And we said, nah, we were too busy, we can't do that. And they said, fine. And then it was you and Brad Pitt. So
you know,
I'm just saying, you and Brad pick up the scripts we throw out the window, is all I'm saying.
I mean, I really wanted to work with George Miller, and, you know, he told me he couldn't think of anybody else for that part. Would have been, and I just, now, that's hurtful. I feel like George Miller lied to me now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He should have told you.
He should have told
you.
Whose
wake you were skiing in? What?
Which one was Pitt? Were you the lead Krill?
Pitt was the Krill with the abs.
So that would have been
you
or John.
And shorter Krill. I think John's vegan, so he's got the abs.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
So the kids have seen that. Yes,
and they have seen it.
They have seen that, and they have. And I did an animated movie called Spirit about a horse about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
These are children who have now grown up, you know, 20 years later. But my kids have seen that as well.
Oh, wonderful. And are they impressed with you or anything like
Not
that?
Not at all.
Do they have awareness of any of the rest of it?
I think they're starting to, but I mean, I have a 19-year-old who obviously has seen a lot of stuff, but she's obviously old enough she can do whatever she wants.
Sure, you let her out.
Yes.
You let her out.
Yes.
Okay.
That's way too old for Roy Moore. Yeah. She's 19.
It's true.
Just saying.
It's true.
Thank God. She's out of the woods.
Exactly.
I got to worry about the next three.
He calls that a mature honey.
That's right. That's right. No. That's a cougar.
A cougar. We'll be right back with more Matt Damon. Stick around.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Matt, it's now the 20th anniversary of Good Will Hunting. You won the Oscar for writing that. I remember seeing it 20 years ago, and I was telling your friend Ben this. I watched it and went, I don't work hard enough. These are young guys who, are in it. They wrote it. They got it made. I mean, that's really people taking advantage of their opportunities. Do you look back at it and say, that script that deserved an Oscar? Or now do you go, I could have written that better? 20 years later, I could have written a better script.
No, we put absolutely everything we had and we were into that script. And I I've never thought about rewriting it.
I don't think you should, but you're the artist.
No, I hope not. I mean, I think that was that time in our lives, and it really was the... I mean, you know, we started writing that. Ben was 20, and I was 22, and...
First of all, you go to hell.
Well, but it was 5 years. It came out when I was 27 and he was 25. And so it really just dominated our whole kind of the beginning of our adult lives were completely dominated by trying to get that movie made.
What does that film mean to you now?
It means a lot. It's a very it's deeply personal. I mean, because it's all tied in with how our lives, the trajectory of our careers completely changed. You know, and now it's, you know, 20 years later, it was such a positive thing, and now to look back and know that Robin got this horrific degenerative brain disease and lost his life, and Elliot Smith, who wrote that beautiful music and those songs, is gone as well, and now with the revelations about Harvey, you know, and knowing that there were women who were really being traumatized, you know, by the person who financed the movie, it's weird because it collides with all these incredibly positive feelings like Ben and I have these careers 20 years later that we're so grateful for and are a privilege, as you know. They're not, you know, you got to keep working at it. You know, it's if people stop going to the movies, then I'm out of a job. And it's really that simple. And so it's all just tied up and all these kind of heavy feelings kind of collide with each other. You know, at the same time, like I remember going back to Boston a few years ago for my dad's birthday and we took a picture on the park bench. I walked into the Boston Common with my kids and we found the bench that Robin and I did that scene, you know, where he it's a long monologue for Robin and I barely say anything, but we were really proud of that scene and it was kind of a big moment in the movie and I hadn't been there since Robin had passed away and we went and we took a picture sitting on the bench with my kids and they didn't understand the significance of it. My wife did and my father was with us, but you know, so it's very, very powerful feelings kind of, you know, conflicting and colliding with each other.
Well, thank you for that movie. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
It moved me then and it moved me now. Still beautiful.
Thank you. Well, it was all downhill from there.
You played the Krill, though.
I did play the Krill.
Okay, the new movie is Downsizing. It's an unusual premise. Tell the people the unusual premise of this movie.
Okay, it's Alexander Payne, who's one of my favorite directors, and I've been just desperate to work with him.
The Descendants, Sideways.
Sideways, Election, yeah. I mean, About Schmidt. He's just never made a movie that wasn't fantastic. And so he came to me with this idea about, he said, okay, sir, Norwegian scientists have found a way to shrink humans down to 5 inches in height, and 6% of the global population decides to do this as a way to offset climate change. And I just looked at him and went, I just didn't think he was being serious with me. I thought it was like a test. But then he gave me this script that he and Jim Taylor, his co-writer, had been working on, and they'd had it for 10 years, and it was fantastic. And he described it to me as he wanted it to be a Hal Ashby movie with great special effects. And that really is what he made. Hal Ashby was a brilliant filmmaker who made in the 1970s, kind of in the wheelhouse of American cinema, made some incredible movies. And this movie, to me, feels like it's a giant satire. It feels like it could have been made in the 70s. And I'm just enormously proud of it, and I wouldn't change a frame of it. And it's exactly what Alexander said it would be. So
it's the, you know, people want to have less of an environmental impact, and so it literally reduces their footprint.
Well,
they're only about this tall.
Yeah, and a lot of people start to go for it. They, you know, they say it's because they want to do their part, you know, but it's actually because they realize that they can consume more, right? So if you're
for less,
right? So if you're 5 inches, you can have the equivalent of a 6,000 square foot house and 2 acres for the size of your desk.
Right.
Right.
And if you have $50,000 in savings, you have $10 million.
Exactly. So people feel like they can have the kind of American dream that they can't quite attain here in the big world, and they downsize so that they can have it.
Well, we have a clip here with you, and I think it's Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
And he's explaining to you.
Yes, he has downsized. We're high school buddies, and he has gone through the process, and he's come to a reunion as a small person, and we're catching up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jim?
So the decision to...
Well, that's the thing. Downsizing takes the pressure right off, especially money pressure.
Well, and plus, it must feel good to know you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet?
Yeah.
Downsizing is about saving yourself. But now, Carol and I, we're like kings.
I'm still living in the same house I grew up in. mean, Audrey's dying for us to move, but we're really strapped.
Listen, there's a lot of small communities cropping up out there, but don't mess around. Leisure land's where you want to be. Best houses, best appliances, best doctors. Got all the great restaurants. The kids love Cheesecake Factory. And Leisureland's got three of them.
Ooh, sorry, maybe you back up a little? I think there might be too much garlic in the salsa here.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, well, thanks for being here, man. It was really great to see you again.
Good to see you, yeah.
Hope to see you again.
I hope so, too.
Downsizing is in theaters Friday, December 22nd. Matt Damon, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.